Well, let's talk rest breaks. I like them. You like them. I don't know someone who doesn't like them. They're important for workers' safety, too, regardless whether you work behind a desk in a factory or in customer service. But what if you're an agricultural worker and your pay is based on the quantity of items you harvest by hand? Here to discuss a recent change in rest breaks for agricultural workers, we're again speaking with Robin Hansen, one of the local attorneys with JDSA Law, as we do our JDSA Law Talk. Robin, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me back.
Okay, so let's start with the beginning. Most jobs provide paid rest breaks. Why is this particular scenario unique?
So up until recently, piece rate agricultural workers, which, like you said, are those workers who are paid by the quantity of items that they harvest by hand rather than an hourly wage, were not directly compensated for their time while taking a rest break. So this means that the industry-wide standard was for employers to pay the piece rate workers only the applicable piece rate for the fruit and the produce that they harvest. And the reasoning behind this being that the piece rates were encompassing productive and non-productive work, and the piece rate was set high enough to compensate workers for time, the time that they spent working and the time that they spent on breaks.
Okay, so from what I understand, workers have been harvesting fruit and produce by hand for years. So why is this now exactly getting attention?
So the scenario was that there was an employer operating a berry farm, and that each year they hired seasonal and migrant workers to harvest the crop by hand. And the workers were paid on a piece rate basis, such as an amount per pound or box full of fruit. And the piece rate was the only compensation that workers got. And a group of employees, which were dissatisfied with the lack of compensation for rest breaks, among other claims, filed a lawsuit on behalf of co-workers against the employer. The claim was that by not paying extra for the rest breaks, the employers violated the state minimum wage and federal migrant and seasonal ag worker protection act.
Okay, that was a whole lot of legalese here. So talk to me like I'm six. What, in essence, was the legal concern?
So the legal issue that was raised, again, among other things, was that the question, were the piece rate employees entitled to the extra compensation for rest breaks? And a district court gave approval to a settlement that provided back pay for about 1,200 workers. But the issue of whether or not an employer must pay piece rate workers separately and additionally for rest breaks remained unresolved. So the state Supreme Court took this up to resolve the dispute.
Okay, so this went to the top of the state food chain as far as the courts are concerned. What was the ruling when it was all said and done?
So the Washington State Supreme Court ruled that for piece rate agricultural workers, they are entitled to separate and additional compensation for rest breaks on top of their piece rate wages. The court decided this by looking at the relevant state labor regulation, which states that every employee is allowed a rest break of at least 10 minutes on the employer's time in each four-hour period of employment.
This could be an absolute headache. You know, everybody's not getting paid the same. Everybody's getting paid differently depending on their output. So how exactly do employers now compensate piece rate workers for rest periods?
It all depends on whether the worker's regular rate of pay, not including the rest periods, is at or above minimum wage. So according to the court's ruling, rest breaks must be paid at the piece rate worker's regular rate of pay, which means that an employer has to calculate each worker's hourly wage by dividing the total piece rate they've earned in the pay period by the number of hours they've worked. This is their regular rate of pay and the rate at which the rest breaks need to be paid. And in the end, the Supreme Court ruled that employers must compensate the piece rate worker for both the time that they're harvesting and the breaks. But importantly, this doesn't include meal breaks, such as lunch, which is a completely separate topic.
Okay. Agriculture is a big deal here in North Central Washington. It's a big part of our economy. So how exactly has this affected us locally?
So at JDSA Law, we've been receiving a lot of questions, largely from employers who are not only now confused by this court decision, but face changing a payroll structure that they've had in place for a really long time. So as an employer, you need to ensure that your workers are taking their required rest breaks. They cannot waive their right to a rest break So the best practice is to have a set time during the day when rest breaks are taken. And don't try to get around this requirement to make separate and additional payment for rest breaks to piece rate workers. Under this new court ruling and new L&I guidelines, which are going to come out soon, an employer will absolutely open themselves up to liability.
Okay, once again, we're talking with attorney Robin Hansen with JDSA Law and our JDSA Law Talk, talking about piece rate employees, compensation, rest breaks. What are your final thoughts as we get ready to let you go?
Just as any other worker, agricultural workers get rest breaks and meal periods too. So the rule is one 10-minute paid rest break for each 4 hours worked. And as an employer, you can be conservative. For example, if employees worked 7.5 hours, you can give them 2 10-minute rest breaks, even though the law doesn't technically require it. Also, employees get an unpaid meal period of at least 30 minutes if they're working more than 5 hours a day, and an additional 30-minute meal period if working 11 or more hours in a day. And lastly, L&I is currently in the process of developing guidelines based on this recent decision, and we expect to see these at the end of the year. And I should also mention that L&I will be publishing guidelines for non-agricultural workers, so everyone, not just ag employers, need to be paying attention and aware of these changes. For example, these guidelines could change how you're able to pay employee bonuses. And to learn more, go to jdsalaw.com, or you can also email me directly. My email's on the website, or call us at 662-3685.
Robin Hansen with JDSA Law. It's our JDSA Law Talk. Thanks again. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for having me.